I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The 2018 Winter Olympics are coming to an end this week, and so will the propaganda. Open Doors USA's David Curry had a couple of thoughts to share on that score.
Part of the beauty of the Olympics is it gives everybody a platform with which to celebrate various cultures, countries, through the lens of athletic performance. But what I've seen in what I'm concerned about in this situation is with North Korea interjecting a political theme that I think we need to keep clear, that North Korea, while it may be beneficial to them to participate in the Olympics, people need to understand the perception of their country needs to be rooted in and around their lack of human rights.
After all, this is a country where being a Christian is most likely to cost you your life. More on the state of the church in North Korea at missionnews.org. And did you know that there's over 1,000 Muslim people groups who are completely unengaged with the gospel? If you want to see more Muslim people come to faith in Christ, there's something you can do about it. Frontiers USA is promoting their 2018 short-term mission trips in the Muslim world, and they're inviting you to join them. Locations include the Arab Gulf, Southeastern Europe, South Asia, and Africa. Perry LaHaye with Frontiers USA says even if you're not confident on how to share your faith with a Muslim friend, that's not a problem.
Well, it's really a conversational, friendly approach to sharing the faith. So it's just getting to know Muslims as friends. And on every trip, you're working with a Frontiers missionary team. And they can encourage you and they can coach you and they can guide you through the whole process.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.